Webcams TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and Corey's not here. He's actually in Manchester today, so he's AWOL right now. But standing to my left, we have a man who needs no introduction, Josh Twist. Josh is the Senior Program Manager over Microsoft Windows Azure Mobile Services. And today we're going to have Josh on the show, and he's not really going to go into too much of a deep dive in actually how to use mobile services. Nick Harris is going to be interviewing Josh on Cloud Cover. You've probably already seen that show. What we're going to be talking about is what mobile services means to the web developer. Nir Mishkowski was on the show a couple days ago, and one of the things that he mentioned was mobile services actually kind of sits atop Windows Azure websites.
That's right.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that, talk a little bit about the scripting language in services, and kind of go from there. Because if you are a web developer and you have to write mobile web applications, this might be a nice addition to your tool belt. Might make life a little bit easier for you. But without further ado, I want to turn it over to Josh and let him kind of get started and tell us what mobile services is and how to get started coding in it.
Yeah, cool. So just recently we launched Windows Azure Mobile Services, and the idea behind mobile services is to make it very easy for any kind of developer. Because we've seen there's this spectrum of developers, mm-hmm. right? You get the guys who really like doing client development. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's HTML5 and JavaScript, and they have someone else do a lot of the back end. Mm-hmm. Or it's people who are building thick client apps. And a lot of those guys aren't really into server code. But they still want server features when they're building these apps. So mm-hmm. they still want push notifications, and they want to be able to store structured data in SQL mm-hmm. and get that stuff out and mm-hmm. get it presented into their app. Mm-hmm. And we realized there was an opportunity to make that easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what mobile services is all about.
Really. Awesome.
We're kind of democratizing the back end,
nice.
If you will.
Nice.
And so what I want to do is start with the demo. I want to show you just how easy it is to add a back end to, in this case, a Windows 8 application.
Awesome.
So we're in preview now. We launched not too long ago. This is Scott's blog post announcing mobile services. Services, mm-hmm. And very soon we'll have support for iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and maybe even more. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later. So let's start with a demo. Here's the Azure portal, mm-hmm. which everybody should be familiar with, but mm-hmm. there'll be something new here, and that's this mobile services tab that you mm-hmm. may not have seen before, mm-hmm. Which represents our new feature.
Right.
I want to show you how easy it is to get started. So you get 10 free mobile services. Just click New, Mobile Service, Create. And then enter the name. So I'm going to call this Webcamps Demo. And notice it wants to connect to a SQL database. Mm-hmm. So we can connect to an existing DB or to, we can create a new database right here. I'm going to connect to an existing one because I have one hanging around.
Cool.
Just enter my credentials for that. And that's going to start provisioning a mobile service. It's going to create, set up the database, all nice, the schema, put the connection string inside what is technically an Azure website mm-hmm. that our mobile service is being deployed to.
Cool.
And then just give us an endpoint that's going to be the address for our new awesome. Mobile service.
Awesome. I noticed here you've got an application called WTF. I mean, I know what that means, but is there like a story behind that?
Obviously, that means Where the Friend,
okay.
which is our location-based app. And I'll give you a demo of Where the Friend
cool.
in just a moment.
Okay.
The story there actually is that we presented Where the Friend to Scott Guthrie, when we were kind of pitching mobile services
gotcha.
As a project. And we knew that it had a funny, a funny acronym.
Right, right.
And I think we presented it to Scott thinking, do you think he gets it? Do you think he's realized that this is... And I think he was sat on the other side of the table going, do these guys realize that... Anyway. So WTF, my next step is going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be a calendar app.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So you can see that our Webcamps demo site service is now created. So let's just click on the name. And you will be greeted by our quick start experience.
Okay.
And I've mentioned that the goal of mobile services is all about ease, removing any friction or impedance for developers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal of the quick start is to really demonstrate to you, to anybody, that you can have a Windows 8 app connected to a mobile service in just minutes. So we're going to connect to that right now. So we've got two choices. We can create a new Windows 8 application, or we can connect to an existing. I'm going to create a new Windows 8 application, and our three steps here are going to guide me through creating a very simple but fun to-do app. Right, it's the new Hello World, to-do app. So we're gonna build one right here. And I'm going to store my data in SQL, which means I need a table.
Okay.
And I'm going to store my to-do items in a to-do item table. I guess that makes sense.
Right.
And we can create that right here in the portal. And to make it easy, we can even create it right here in the quick start. So I'm just going to click this button, which is going to go away and create that table. Done. Table in my SQL service now, in my SQL database. And then step three, notice I skipped step one. I've already got Visual Studio and I've already installed the SDK.
Right.
Step three is to download and run the app. So the app has been personalized. It's been pre-configured and bootstrapped to point to my mobile service.
Awesome.
So let's download the JavaScript version. Notice I can download my favorite Windows 8 development. language. And that's going to open up a zip file. I just need to extract that to disk, and then I can open this up in Visual Studio.
Awesome.
And what I want to show you is that the code inside the app has been pre-configured to point to my URL, to point to my mobile service. So we're all about lowering friction, getting people working really, really quickly.
Awesome.
So let me just show you the code that has that. It's inside default.js in this WinJS app. And you will see right there is the URL for my mobile service.
Nice.
At azuremobile.net, my little application key as well. So this app is actually good to go, so I'm going to run it right now. Oops.
So you just created it, downloaded it, now you're going to run it.
Now
you actually didn't do anything.
This is live again in Azure. Wow. This thing's running in Azure. And what I'm going to do is insert an item. Let's say hello to webcam guys. And that's going to go to the mobile service. It's going to be inserted into SQL. SQL's going to send an ACK back to the mobile service, and the mobile service will send an ACK back to the client. And it's only when we get that ACK back that it appears on the right. So,
gotcha.
So that's gone all the way to the cloud, safely stored, and back again in
cool.
no time at all.
Cool.
That's how easy it is. And I just want to show you the code behind that. Let's just add another item, say goodbye at the end. Give you a feel at the end. So I can insert data real easy. I can update data very easy. I can refresh the data by performing a query very easy. And the code to do this is super simple on the
cool.
client. So if you're a client-focused developer, within seconds, you're working against structured storage in the cloud without all of the fear. We're going to make sure that service is reliable, is highly available. We're going to do all that hard work for
awesome.
You. Let's take a very quick look at the code. So I'm going to stop the app to give me a little bit more room.
And one thing that you pointed out, this is actually a Windows 8 app, but one thing you mentioned earlier is that kind of the goal is to drive this to other mobile devices.
Absolutely. It's called mobile services for a reason.
Right.
So we're really focused on connected client applications.
Okay.
So iOS, Android, Windows Phone, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome.
More and more platforms
cool.
we're going to reach out to very soon.
Awesome.
So to insert a record, it really is as simple as this. This is a bit of JavaScript. I guess your audience probably be pretty familiar with JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a to-do table here. And to create a table is really very easy. It's just this one line of code. And then I call insert to do item. And notice there's something special happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to create a table called to do item,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't create any columns.
Okay.
Remember?
Right. Right.
So now, if I switch back to the portal very quickly and go to the data tab, you'll see that we have a table, to do item.
Mm-hmm.
And if I click on it, I can actually browse that data right here. And I can see that I have columns. So this is just an ordinary SQL database. It's
nice.
Your SQL database. You can
mm-hmm.
connect to it, run BI over it, you know, run jobs that run cleaning jobs over it, whatever you like. You can
right.
just connect to it using SQL Management Studio. I've got one right down here, actually. If I refresh this, view, we will see that I now have my webcams demo.todoitem table
awesome.
Right there. It's just an ordinary SQL database.
Nice.
So very, very simple. But I've never done any schematization. I didn't have to add any columns.
Right.
And so we found when we talked to mobile developers that they had this big love of NoSQL stores,
right.
things like React and Mongo and
mm-hmm.
table storage.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted the power of relational database.
Right.
You know, they want to be able to run reports and run fancy queries that do joins. And so when we pressed more on their love of NoSQL, we found that they liked it because there was, one of the key reasons they liked it was that lack of impedance. I don't
right.
have to go and do a bunch of modeling beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I can just start throwing data at it, and it's good, and I can query it later.
Right.
So we built a dynamic schematization layer, which runs inside the Azure website that underlies a mobile service. And that adds columns. Whenever I provide a new column on a data type I'm inserting, it adds a column for me.
Hmm.
So really, mobile service is all about fun. It's about removing any friction, just keeping people going, letting them develop and prototype and
nice.
Get a minimum viable product out to market as quickly as possible.
So if I were to kind of extend this to-do item object and give it another property, the property will show up?
It will just appear. Hmm. And if I ever want to turn that feature off, for any reason, I just go to the configure tab and turn off, enable dynamic schema, save that change. It'll update my website's configuration. It's going to reject any new columns at that point.
Awesome.
So you can have the fun whilst you want it. And
mm-hmm.
then if you're worried that someone might add columns willy-nilly, you can turn that feature off.
OK, cool. Good to know. Good to
yeah.
know.
So that's kind of, in a nutshell, just how easy it is to start working with mobile services. But the real power of mobile services comes from the fact that we wanted to do more than just put a dumb data head in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about building any application, like Words with Friends, you've heard of this very popular
mm-hmm.
app. Alec Baldwin made it famous, I think, by getting thrown off a flight for
mm-hmm.
not willing to put it down,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the naive way you might implement that, is you would put all the logic on the client device.
Right.
But that means that, you know, my boss is the GPM of WCF. So he knows how to sniff wire packets. He would be cheating all the time. He'd be sending up all kinds of crazy words. I'd have no chance, not that I would anyway. And he'd be also he'd be able to look at everyone's data. You know, he'd be able to go and get it. Because there's no way, if you're going to apply security or perform any kind of authorization and validation logic, you really need to do that on the server.
Right.
And so this is where websites really lit up for us, because we wanted to provide a couple of things. We wanted to provide a free option. We wanted to make mobile services free. So we wanted to be able to give away less than a VM, effectively. Mm-hmm. Right, but we also wanted to be able to run code on the server, and so that's why we built on Azure websites.
So
what I want to show you is an example of some of the stuff you can do with code.
Okay.
So we actually have a little runtime that's built in Node.js. So we're all about JavaScript on the server.
Cool.
And what we can do is we can actually have a bit of code that runs whenever you perform a data operation. So let me just move through to that. So if I drill into this table, you see we have this script tab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best way to show you this, I think, is to show you the WorTheFriend app. So this is the app that we pitched to Scott back in the day with the humorous name. So I've already created a runtime for this, and I've already created the client. So here's the application. See, it has three tables in SQL, check-ins, that's where the location check-in goes, customers are the people that are using it, and friends are the relationship between users, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to click into check-ins. We should be able to browse that database. We can see we have a check-in from Scott Goo working hard.
Great. Nice.
So let's run the app. So I've already built the app and got it pre-configured and pointing to that back end. So I'm going to run that now. And it's going to sign us in. So we integrate with Windows Live to make auth super simple.
Nice.
Right? So you don't have to worry about parsing JWT tokens or installing Windows Identity Foundation. You know, it's just super easy. We make that part of our service. And we also do the same with push notifications. So I'll show you that in a moment. So notice on this screen, I can see recent check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that piece of data that we just saw there. That's great. And I can add friends. So I can search all the current users. And here's some people here. You probably know this guy, this unlikely character. And I can see myself because I just logged in, right? So I'm gonna send myself a friend request because I don't have many friends, Brady.
Right. That's fine.
And I'm gonna accept that friend request, so I can do this. And you can imagine that behind this is just the simplest lines of code: query, update, insert, delete. It's super easy on the client, and it's super easy on the server as well. I'm gonna approve that friend request, so that's an update going now. And then I'm gonna do a check-in. So I'm now friends with myself. I'm gonna do a check-in. Hello, webcam, TV. And you see how quick all this is well. That's working live against SQL in Azure.
Nice.
And the middle tier, you know, the mobile service running on a website in Azure as well. There is a problem. I sent Scott a friend request and he rejected.
Oh.
So I shouldn't be able to see his data. Now, the naive way I could fix that would be to actually put some logic in the client.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that's the wrong thing to do, right? Someone could unzip the file, just run as admin on the box, or jailbreak the device, and then change the client, or even use Fiddler and just look at the traffic.
Sure.
So what we need to do is apply the security on the server. So we're going to do that using scripts.
Okay.
So let me show you. So I'm going to switch back to the portal. And what we're going to do is on the read operation of the check-ins table, we're going to augment the original query. So we have this little piece of code that we run here, and it's got three parameters. So we have query, which is the query that's about to be performed. User, which is the user that's about to perform the query. We can trust that.
Right.
Because mobile services has taken care of the authentication work for us.
Okay.
And the request allows us to control the flow of execution. Like, what happens next?
Right.
Are we going to allow this thing to go ahead? Are we going to change what happens? Are we going to do something else and then send the response to the device? And I've already prepared a script that implements the security for me. So in this piece of code here, let me copy this over. I'm going to go quickly on this.
So you're actually editing code within a portal.
Now,
you're actually changing the code.
Did you see me press save then?
Yes.
You probably saw me press save and you saw it update.
Yes.
That service has now been updated.
Wow.
The live service has been updated. So if we want to make a change to this, like what could we do here? We could actually log something to the console. Console.log. Hi, Brady. Press save. Boom, that change is now live.
Nice.
In Azure.
Nice.
So you can work incredibly quickly. It's really great fun. And what I want to show you is the difference this has made now. So to cut a long story short, what this is doing is finding all of the current user's friends, right, and then saying, only return him results from the check-ins table that are from that group of friends.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's doing kind of a sub-query.
Makes sense.
So if I switch back to this view now and refresh that screen, you'll see that we don't see Scott's data anymore.
Nice.
Right, which is pretty cool. So just a few lines of JavaScript, and I've got a secure service.
Nice.
And Well, wouldn't it be cool if we get a push notification whenever I do a check-in, right? So using Windows Notification Service is one of the key, or sending live tiles, all that kind of stuff. Right. So what we're going to do is whenever someone does a check-in, we're going to run the insert script, and this insert script is going to send a push notification. So I'm just going to cut and paste the script that I wrote earlier. I'll walk you through this now. So we have an insert script, takes an item. The item is the thing that's being inserted.
Right.
Makes sense. The user is the user performing the operation. And request is the thing that allows me to control the flow of execution.
Good.
So the first thing we do is we say request to execute. That says, go ahead and let that insert happen. Go ahead and let whatever was going to happen, happen. But before you send a response back to the user, call back this success callback here. Right. So it calls back success. And then we say request response. So now what we're saying is, and then get the response back to the device as quickly as possible. There's no need for him to wait around anymore. The data's safely in the database, so let him know. And then we're going to carry on and run some code in the background.
Cool.
So we run a bit of SQL, and this SQL goes off and it finds all of the current user's friends and all of his channel URLs. So in Windows world, we need a device ID, which is a channel URL, so that we can send a push notification down to that device.
Gotcha.
I then do a loop here, results.foreach, over those channel URLs. And we then send a push notification. In this case, I'm going to send a toast.txt04. So Windows has, I think, 28-something different types of templates you can send.
Right.
So we have all support for all of them here.
Awesome.
And I'm going to send a toast.txt04. And let's customize this little message at the end here and say, hi, webcam TV. Just so you know it's real. And again, you'll see how quickly this changes live. So I'm going to check that in. I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to switch back to my app. I'm going to do a check-in. And if you watch the top right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see we get a push notification that's actually come all the way from Windows Notification Services.
Nice.
So normally, that's like thousands of lines of code, right, to just to fulfill that scenario. And you've spent so little time building the app you wanted to do. You were just building infrastructure to glue authentication to back-end logic, to be able to do the authorization, to hook up to SQL, to have your models in place, to connect to Windows Live to authenticate the package SID and the client secret, to sending a push notification.
Right.
You get the idea.
Right.
So in summary, I'd say mobile services is the app you would have to build to run a mobile service on Azure websites, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But we've kind of done a lot of the work for you, so you can just focus on the really meaty bits, on the really interesting bits.
Nice.
And also it opens up this stuff to a whole new type of developer who might, you know, who might be a little fearful of trying to worry about high availability and reliability and building out all this infrastructure stuff. He hasn't got time. He wants to focus on building his awesome client application.
Nice. So if you're a web developer and you don't want to have to go through the process of coming up with an architecture and doing all this other stuff, you don't have to anymore because Josh's team has already done all that work for you. And obviously the development paradigm is something you're probably very familiar with. It's all JavaScript.
Right.
So that's couldn't get any easier than that. I actually have an application that I want to build to have toasts. Could I actually just build an app that does nothing but just show toasts and then just make calls to it, just like send it data?
Yeah, that's totally possible.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you just have to create a table, insert the data that creates the structure you want, and you could send toast notifications out to your clients based on that. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that'll be pretty easy.
That'll be
pretty easy to do.
Do you have any intentions on extending the way the push notifications work to push to like iOS or anything else?
Absolutely. So I think before we declare support for a platform, we'll integrate that. The push. I mean, push notifications are a core tenet of modern apps, right? So all of these big platforms, Android, iOS, Windows Phone, etc., have them. So we'll roll in support as we roll out support for those platforms.
Awesome.
Totally.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we've talked about JavaScript. Talked about making it easier. I think you said that the endpoint. I think that's a REST endpoint. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have a HTTP API. So there's a couple of things you can do actually. If you wanted to use this from iOS today, you totally can.
Nice.
Right. You're just going to be on your own with the client and the push perspective.
Right.
But we have a HTTP API that's actually super simple. It's very, very straightforward. It works exactly as you'd imagine. You know, we do posts for inserts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's all JSON based, so any platform can call it. It's a doddle from JavaScript.
Nice.
We will document all our how you can call the API. So you can call it unauthenticated, you can call it authenticated as a user, but also for composition scenarios. So let's say you have some other server that you want to work with your mobile service, or an Azure website even, right? Then you could have an Azure website call a mobile service using the master key, so it can access that mobile service as kind of an administrator and have full power, which is totally possible.
That's fantastic. One thing that you may have pointed out, or may have seen the other day in Nir's show, is the Windows Azure website's offering is sort of built on top of a cloud service. So we have cloud service at the bottom, and then we have Windows Azure websites kind of built on top of it. And I think what you're saying from this is that now we have another layer on top of that, which is the mobile services stuff.
Exactly.
So that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show, was to talk about kind of what's the architecture. I think you said that there's like some guts that you sort of put into a Windows Azure websites.
Basically,
that kind of know how to work.
Yeah. So we have, because we know a lot about our apps,
right,
we have our own slightly customized Azure websites, mm-hmm, bunch of machines that we run on. Right. But we get all the benefit because we wanted to have this shared capability. So if you look at our scale tab, which is on screen now, mm-hmm, you can see that we have very similar features to websites where you, mm-hmm, have shared and you can go reserved. So when your app hits the big time and, right, you need to, you know, be able to handle much more, you can scale out to multiple VMs, no problem.
Awesome.
But one of the things we do is we've written all the guts code, mm-hmm, you know, all, mm-hmm, that infrastructure glue, mm-hmm, that you guys don't want to write, mm-hmm, or a lot of people don't want to write, mm-hmm, and we deploy that to websites for you on your behalf.
Gotcha.
So it's a stateless, I think of it as kind of a middle tier,
right,
that connects to that database. And so when you scale it up, we just deploy as many of those as you need to handle the load that's coming in.
Awesome.
And it connects to that SQL database.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you want to show us? Because I know you've got to get back. I know the release just happened, so Josh is a very, very, very busy man. So I don't want to take up any more of your time. If you have anything else you want to show us or talk about, I know you can't give us any projection on when those other clients are going to be supported.
Soon.
But I know you're working on it.
Yeah,
so soon, he says. So
yeah,
just pay attention. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries. I think the only last thing to show you is to show you those logs. So hopefully this will say, hi, Brady. And there you go. Every time we do an insert, we can update the logs from that piece of code we inserted before.
Nice. That's the console call that you did?
This is the console.log we did. Gives us real-time monitoring. So if there's any errors going on in the system, you'll see here. And also, just like Anteris, we have a dashboard that gives us that real-time information about what's going on inside
Fantastic.
The system.
Awesome, cool, man. Well, I appreciate your time today.
No, thank you for having us.
I'll let you get back to the 1,000 emails that you have either commending you or asking questions today. But make sure you check out mobile services. Give it a go. See what you think. And give us some feedback because Josh is always listening for it. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.